Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
It is only 12 sleeps away. It is Griffiths Community production of Wicked. Of course, yours truly, starring in the first 7 shows. Unfortunately, I didn't put myself for the last 3. But to talk about the show and how we're going is the director, Don Hillam, and of course, Glinda the Good, Simone Crossley. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little bit tired, to be honest, Donnie, but that's to be expected because it's all guns a-blazing.
Yeah, we're flat out in rehearsal now. There's nothing held back now, so everyone's been in full rehearsal and it's flat out and it gets very hectic. You know, sets are about to come in and people are getting costumes organised and props. And you know, all the transitions between the scenes have to be organised. So, and all the songs have to be gone over again, and all the choreography has to be spot on.
Yep.
Everyone has to know their script perfect,
yep,
and all that. So it's very hectic. It's stressful but fun, but it's got to be done right, as you know.
I'm
fairly pedantic about that.
Well, just on that note, we had rehearsal a couple of nights ago, and I'm going to give people a behind the scenes view of what goes on. One moment you blew your lid, there was steam coming out of your ears, yeah, and then the next minute you're almost tearing up. So it's quite emotional, not just for you, but for everyone involved.
Yeah, well, I get very passionate. I always have. So, you know, I want it to be great. So that's why I get passionate. I know it can be great and it is going to be great. And it's only a matter of getting everyone focused. And if everyone's focused and does it, and what happened with the next scenes, they were perfect.
Mm, you
know, so once everyone got their head in the game, we got back on track again.
And it's cool to see, because without someone like yourself who is so passionate, and the entire crew, I must admit, it would fall a bit flat. So it is great. I love seeing the passion, and it does rev everyone up. It makes you want to, because we want to deliver a fantastic show for the community. And of course, Crossley, you're playing Glinda the Good.
Yes.
Much correlation between yourself and your character?
Oh, interesting question, Dane. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I like to think that I have a little bit more depth, let's say, than Glinda.
I think you do.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Now, you also played Belle in Beauty and the Beast a couple of years ago, which was the first community production for quite some time, which Donnie directed as well. Who do you like prefer playing, Belle or Glinda?
Oh, well, I found Belle sort of came much more naturally because, I mean, I grew up with that character and I loved her from a really young age. So she was really easy for me to play. But Glinda is hysterical and I just love being silly and mean and nasty, and she's great.
It's good to play a bad person sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Villains are always easy to play, Don. Why is that?
I don't really know why, but Glinda's got a very difficult role in this show because she bounces between, you know, good and bad. And the great thing about Simone's, you know, portrayal is that she's nothing like Belle.
You know,
it's wonderful acting, and you're going to see Simone in a light that no one's ever seen him before. Completely different.
Yeah, just, exactly right.
Sometimes it's hilarious.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes it's really, you know, it's really deep and meaningful. So it's and the relationship between her and Elphabar is just fantastic, and it's just, I love it, the way that, you know, the empathy they have for each other on stage.
And we said as well, Don, we're getting so close now. 12 sleeps, stage bumps in on Monday.
Correct.
How are you personally feeling about the show? And be brutally honest.
Well, I feel the pressure and the responsibility because I've been given the responsibility by the council and the theatre, you know, to put on a professional show. So I do feel the pressure, and that's why I want to get it right, and that's why I'm going to get it right, and it's going to be perfect. So I do feel the pressure, but I thrive on it. You know, I think this is my 32nd show that I've done. I worked out the other day, so it's not as if I haven't done them before.
Yeah.
And I get exactly the same every show, and my wife doesn't talk to me at all. She avoids me. The 2 weeks prior to all shows.
No wonder you've done 32 shows. Yeah.
Robin just goes, I'm not even going to be around you. You're a pain. So just get this show on with you, and then we'll go back to our normal relationship.
Yeah, I think I can vouch for that too. Crossley, quickly, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Less than 2 weeks out.
Oh, ever since we saw those costumes.
Yeah, they're amazing, aren't they?
Oh, they are beautiful.
They absolutely are unbelievable. Beautiful. And you haven't seen the set yet, but I have, and it is unbelievable as well.
Well, I can't wait. Well, guys, what we're going to do is stick around. We're going to go to a song, but then I'm going to put you both to the test, your musical knowledge of songs. All right. Donnie versus Crossley when we come back on Hit 99.7. Joined by Don Hillam, director of the upcoming community production of Wicked, and also Simone Crossley, who plays Glinda the Good. Glinda the Good, just the good witch.
The good. Glinda the good. Just the good.
The good. The good. Donnie, tickets still available, obviously, as well.
Yeah, tickets still available. There's 10 shows, Wednesday to Saturday, and there's both Saturdays has a matinee. So there's still great seats to grab, but I would get them pretty quick. I tried to get some seats for the last night for my family, and there was lean picking, so you better get in quick.
All right, now we're going to play a little game with you both. I've queued up some musical snippets here, and you've got to buzz in with your names, so your names are your buzzers. First person to 3 points will win, okay? We'll put you head-to-head.
I've got no chance against this
girl. I'm nervous.
It's director versus lead actress. Okay, here's the first one. Now, you've got to buzz in quick. Your name's your buzzer. Simone, test your buzzer.
Simone.
Donnie, test yours.
Don.
All right, here we go. Be nice and loud. The first, you just got to name the musical, not the song. Here we go.
Simone.
Yes. Crossley, what is it?
It's from Wicked.
Yes, it is. It's Defying Gravity. Good, Donnie. Come on, mate. Where were you on that one? It's your musical.
Mate, I got that many songs on for me, buddy.
All right, here we go. This is Crossley, you're on one. Let me take a note of that. First of three wins. This could be a whitewash.
There will be a whitewash.
I'm
barely awake. Come on.
I've got faith in you. Okay, here we go.
Simone.
Yeah, what is it?
That's from Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Yeah, it's too light, Donnie.
You know, I've obviously been in the bloody show.
All right, that's two from two. Crossley, you can't buzz in on this one. I'm going to give Donnie a chance.
No, it's all right. She can buzz in.
All right, here we go. What's this one?
Oh, Don.
Yes, Don.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Yay. Yay.
2-1. All right, here we go.
Simone.
Yes, Crossley.
Cats?
Yes,
Cats.
It is. At Memories.
One of my least favourite musicals.
Oh, is it really?
Really, really hated it.
I knew it. That's why I put it in there. Hey, Simone, guess what? You won.
Hooray.
Yay. What a champion. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. We've got 10 shows starts next
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes. Oh, I forgot there for a second when I was on. 21st of June through to the 1st of July, 10 shows, Wicked. Don, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you very much.
Rehearsals have been fantastic. And Crossy, you're doing amazing stuff. I don't know how you remember everything,
Dang.
To be honest. All those songs, it's big, isn't it?
It's
the show
big,
is massive.
It's a big, big show, and she's doing a brilliant job, as everybody.
It is the biggest thing to ever hit Griffith. It is Wicked. Opens Wednesday week. Donnie Hillam and Simone Crossley, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Yesterday we played a game called Is It Normal? And that's where I asked you to call up and pretty much say if I'm normal or not, and if other people do this around the River Arena. Yesterday's was hygiene reasons aside, even at home I do this, is when I go to the bathroom to get the seat warm in this colder weather, I'll put toilet paper on the seat to warm it up a little bit. Thank God Georgia called and said, yes, I am normal. So 13, 12, 16 today, I've got another question for you to find out whether or not I'm normal. I've got a haircut tomorrow morning, getting my haircut just to let everyone know what I'm up to over the long weekend. Yeah, busy one. And I have a thing where I know I get my hair washed when I get my hair cut, but I'll always wash my hair before I go get my hair cut. The same thing with the dentist. When I go to the dentist, I always brush my teeth knowing full well I'm going to get a clean at the dentist, but I brush my teeth before I go. Is that normal? 13, 12, 16. Is it normal to wash your hair before you go get a haircut? Is it normal to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist, knowing full well both places, you're going to get your hair washed when you get your hair cut, you're going to get your teeth clean when you go to the dentist. 13, 12, 16. Am I normal? Mark on 13, 12, 16. Am I normal?
Yes, extremely normal.
But knowing full well that you're going to get it cleaned and stuff when you go to those places?
You don't want to let the dentist know that you haven't been brushing your teeth and you don't want to tell the hairdresser, you're not looking your best.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Mark.
I reckon. You don't want to go there all dirty hair. They'll say, oh, well, he doesn't take care of himself.
Exactly right, Mark. And I do take care of myself because I don't even like to be seen in track pants outside of home.
Yeah, well, that's a bit different with me, but as we know.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Not a problem, mate.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. India as well on 13, 12, 16. India, washing your hair before you get a haircut, brushing your teeth before you go to the dentist. Am I normal?
It is completely normal because I do it myself.
Excellent. Yes, normal people unite. That is good, India. See, I do it because I'm concerned what they'll think of me if they, like, they might think I never brush my teeth or wash my hair. Why do you do it?
I'm the same. I'm like, in fear that I'll be judged for not, like, for missing a day or something like that. So I, like, go, like, extra time, especially going to the dentist to brush my teeth. And I'll, like, really, like, lather, you know, my hair for the hairdresser just in fear. It's like, Do I scalp hair, India? Like, yeah.
Do you do the double wash, the double condition before you go get your hair cut?
No, I just, like, that second shampoo, I just literally, like, will, like, wash for, like, 5 minutes. And I'm like, yep, cool.
I've got it all. Hey, India, would you like some of our brand new exclusive world-famous hit stickers?
I would love some.
They are all yours.
Yay! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Woo!
You just made my day.
Ah, thanks, India.
No worries.
Thanks, Riverina, for letting me know that I'm normal. One of my favourite parts every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at this time, we catch up with Dean McCarthy. Hello, Dino.
Dane, good morning. Happy R&B Fridays. What's this Claire getting a long weekend? We need a long weekend.
Yeah, don't we just? She's in Sydney, mate, getting stuff organised for her wedding, which is next year. So she has a good excuse, I suppose.
Enough.
Yeah. I'll just go to Sydney to just go to Sydney. Plan nothing. Now, there's been some mysterious 444 imagery that Jay-Z's been putting out. What's that all about?
Yeah, here's the thing. Let me get to the bottom of it. A lot of people are talking about this. Jay-Z's been posting 444. Now, everyone was like, does it have to do with Beyonce's babies? Are they, you know, inducing on the 4th or something? Because, you know, she loves the number 4. Here's what I found out today. Jay-Z has actually made a short film which will premiere exclusively on Tidal, which is that music streaming service that he owns, of course, with Kanye and a few other stars. Anyway, this is such a cool movie. It stars Mahershala Ali, who is the Oscar winner for Moonlight, and, of course, Lupita Nyong'o, who is also an Oscar winner. 4 minute 44 movie exclusively on Tidal. And, of course, if you Google the video, you can see the trailer everywhere. Very cool. Jay-Z, he's just always pushing the boundaries. He's always up to new things, isn't he?
That's what I like about him. It's going to be... Do you know what the film's about, Dino?
Yeah, Mahershala Ali is basically like a boxer or some sort of kickboxer or something. So it is epic. And, of course, he looks amazing. He's now starring in the Calvin Klein ads. He is, of course, Hollywood's it boy right now. So very appropriate that he would use him and Lupita Nyong'o. How fantastic.
Yeah, she is amazing. Also, she stars in Star Wars as well. Now, Katy Perry has said Taylor Swift tried to assassinate her character.
This is the never-ending story, basically. Let me take it from the top, of course. You know, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, this feud's been happening forever. Here is what really went down. Katy Perry had 3 dancers. They moved over and started working for Taylor Swift on her tour. They hated it. They quit. They went back to Katy Perry's tour. That is when it all hit the fan. Now, what happened was Taylor Swift was saying that, you know, Katy Perry sabotaged her by taking her dancers away. Well, actually, they wanted to leave voluntarily. I know one of the dancers, and he was like, it wasn't the best mood or vibe working for Taylor. And it's still, this story has just never, ever chilled out. What does it mean now? Katy Perry did an interview saying that, you know, Taylor tried to sabotage her career and her character, and it just isn't going to end. I don't know, and Taylor Swift, still no word about it. We do know that Bad Blood was about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That for sure, though.
Hey, so your dancer said working for Taylor wasn't as good as working for Katy Perry.
Yes, that's right. 2 of my friends were dancers, and they both said the exact same thing. Apparently, Katy Perry's vibe is very much like family. She hangs out with them all. They're all friends, whereas Taylor Swift's is very, you know, corporate and very professional, but kind of cold. That's basically the word on the street.
Wow. Hey, Dino, my girlfriend and I were talking about this the other day, about Taylor Swift. I don't know how we got on the subject, and about how she can't keep a boyfriend. Do you reckon she would just be extremely high maintenance, or is it always his fault?
I think dating her would be really difficult. I think that being in the public eye and having so much attention and such a big deal, and one of my good friends is friends with her, as you know, and of course, she's always got bodyguards and security and people around her, I think the situation would be even more difficult. She's pretty sweet. She's like a country girl, but I think the situation she's in would make it very challenging to date someone with that kind of profile.
Yeah, interesting. Well, she's still good looking. Hey, mate, we'll catch up with you on Wednesday because we've got a long weekend here in the Riverina, so we'll see you next Wednesday, mate.
Talk then. Bye, mate.